But you can find semiconductors that emit in a wide range of wavelengths. So on the left, there's a list of different materials and the wavelength that corresponds to the band gap. These are all direct band gap semiconductors. At the top, there are fairly long wavelengths. So this is way down in the infrared. And those would be useful for spectroscopy, for trying to make something that's measuring, say, is trying to monitor pollution in the atmosphere. So you know that there's a certain molecule that you're trying to detect, and it has an absorption at a certain wavelength. And you find a material that emits at that wavelength, and you shine it through a gas, and you see how much absorption there is. And from this, you can tell how much of that molecule is present. So that's kind of the applications of the long wavelength diodes. And then there's an important one at 1550. 1550 nanometers is there's a minimum in absorption in glass. So if you have communication over an optical fiber, a glass fiber, the signals will go the furthest if you use 1550 nanometers. And so it's typically done for optical fibers, you use 1550 to send the signal. So it's in the infrared and we can't see it. And then you come down to this range of materials where it comes into the visible. So visible goes to 750, 780 nanometers. So some of these materials here are, this is red. And then as you go to shorter wavelengths, it turns blue, and we can see to about 400, a little bit shorter wavelengths than 400. But you can also make light-emitting diodes with large band gaps in the ultraviolet. So these last ones at the bottom, those with the ultraviolet wavelengths. And you basically have to choose which color you want, and from that get a material that has the right band gap. To make white light, what happens is that you take something with a fairly large band gap, like gallium phosphide or gallium nitride, and these will emit in the blue. And then on the light emitting diode, you put some phosphors that are also on fluorescent bulbs, you know, these tubes. There's a white powder on the inside of the glass, which is absorbing light and then re-radiating it at a little bit different frequency. And we use those phosphors because the light that comes out of those tubes has only a few wavelengths to it, and it seems very unnatural to our eye to use light with only a few wavelengths. So the phosphors convert it to more wavelengths, so it looks a little bit more natural. It still doesn't look like sunlight, the what comes out of those tubes. And light-emitting diodes have a similar problem, that they only emit one wavelength. So you can work with phosphors, or you can build a compound light source that uses different kinds of light-emitting diodes, all emitting different wavelengths.